Good afternoon, everyone. Andrew Bolton, a member of the Community of Christ and a good family friend of ours, would have loved to be present at today's conference, but he is currently in the United States of America, spending time with his family and awaiting the arrival of their newest grandchild. He has, however, provided us with a statement that I have been asked to say on his behalf. We wish Andrew and his family all the best and ask for God to watch over them at this happy time in their lives. Andrew's statement on the Book of Mormon is as follows. I love the following statement by Protestant historian Nathan Hatch. Quote, "The Book of Mormon is a document of profound social protest, an impassioned manifesto by a hostile outsider against the smug complacency of those in power and the reality of social distinctions based on wealth, class, and education." End quote. It is the message of social and economic justice that catches me. Also the vision of peace, a portrayed in the golden age of the Nephites, a Zion that lasts 200 years. The Zion of peace with justice comes from Jesus teaching a version of the Sermon on the Mount, blessing the children and the work of the Holy Spirit in repentant and trusting disciples. Zion was for 200 years because of the love of God that dwelt in the hearts of the people. There were no classes, no armies, no government, simply loving fellowship, working together as Zionic community. The only sure evidence of the Book of Mormon is not archaeology nor ancient history, but just the presence of the Holy Spirit as one reads, ponders, and prays. I have known this Spirit, so this book has become part of my canon scripture. Thus questions of its origins do not trouble me. It is the message of the Book of Mormon that moves and inspires me, and that is more than enough. Andrew Bolton, Community of Christ. I am a member of the youth, not just of the fellowship or of my family, but of the world. I am one of thousands upon thousands of youths who look at what our elders preach and can compare it to what they do. In many, indeed most cases, all we see is hypocrisy. We listen to teachers at school teaching acceptance and respect of others, yet refuse to accept and respect our views and personalities when they differ from what they consider to be the acceptable norm. Teachers who ask us to act our age but treat us like children. We listen to our parents telling us to listen to what they say, that their advice is for our own good, but then say these same parents ignore the advice given to them by theirs. Don't listen to your granny, she doesn't know what she is talking about. We listen to our church leaders preach the gospel but then fail to live it themselves. I spent years attending LDS meetings, listening to talks and testimonies from numerous people designed to inspire others to follow the gospel. Love your neighbours, they say. But then I sat and listened to these same people criticise other members of the church. She shouldn't be doing this that way. You shouldn't have said that. What happened to taking the beam from your own eye before working on the splinter of wood in your neighbour's? I love attending youth events at church, because we got to see our leaders as they truly were. We played games and we had fun. They spoke to us as equals. But as soon as Sunday morning rolled along and the shirts and suits were put on, suddenly they were different people. I could relate to the leaders on a Tuesday, but the same people on a Sunday were alien to me. My dad used to sing in a band, and a song that he wrote contains the following lyrics, quote, "Red tie, white shirt, and don't forget your pants and jacket. Make sure your hair is cut and styled real nice, then get down upon your knees and pray," end quote. Do we really need to look good to speak to God? Before I finish up, let's look again at the quote by Nathan Hatch. The Book of Mormon is a document of profound social protest, an impassioned manifesto by a hostile outsider against the smug complacency of those in power and the reality of social distinctions based on wealth, class, and education. My talk today, although short, is more of a plea than a message. A plea to our elders. Please do not read the Book of Mormon to gloat that you do so. Please do not walk around in your shirts and ties thinking that you are any better than anyone else. For we the youth, when we read the Book of Mormon, read it to learn. We youth are hostile outsiders, and we are tired of your smugness and your hypocrisy, of your talk of peace, but unwillingness to pursue it. We are true seekers of peace, of shalom. We need you to listen to us, to be one with us, to teach us, to guide us, but most importantly, to walk beside us, and together we can find our way. Thank you.